On this presentation, I'm going to show you how to use the new translation submission system for sermon audio. When you log in to the translation system, the first screen you'll see lets you pick your language. So I'm going to go ahead and pick Spanish for this example. Then you'll pick a project to work on. In this case, I'm going to pick the mobile application project. And what you'll see when you log in is a list of strings. In this case, you'll see the English string here and the Spanish string over here. And you'll be looking at strings that have been translated with a machine translation system and that need to be reviewed. So we look at this first one, account closed. I have no idea if that's the correct Spanish value or not. Let's say that that is the correct Spanish value. If it is, then you will click on this reviewed switch, and that will remove it from the list of values that need to be reviewed. Now, if you change your mind about that, or maybe you hit it by mistake, you can click on this Need Review toggle. And that will take you to the complete list of strings, all the ones that have been reviewed and the ones that are waiting for review. And it was the account closed that we were looking at. So I'm going to toggle this back to indicate that it does need review. And at this point, we can click in here and make a change. Let me go ahead, though, and I'm going to click back on the need review so that that focuses back on just the items that need review. And let's say that account closed is fine, and maybe many of these are okay, but bookmarked. Let's talk just a little bit about capitalization here. So what we want to do is try to follow as much as possible the capitalization of these strings. So if this English string has a capital B, then probably Marcato should have a capital M. So I'm going to click in here and just change that to a capital M and then click Save. And then if that really is correct and I'm done with that, then I would go ahead and click the toggle switch to indicate that I have reviewed that and it's removed from my list of strings to review. So what you want to do is you just want to work your way down the list, toggling each one of these switches as you finish reviewing each item. And when you're all done and the list is empty, then you have done all the strings for that project. And those are, each time you click the toggle switch, those get automatically, so to speak, transmitted. They're just marked as available. And so the next time that the sermon audio developers get the strings from this online system, any strings that have been marked as reviewed will be pulled into their projects and will be used as translations.